The governors of Nebraska and Iowa today visiting Nebraska to survey flood damage and meet with first responders and people affected.
We are trapped. We can't get in or out of Fremont, and so planes are flying in supplies from all over.
It's devastating. There's thousands and thousands of people lost their homes.
Waters over levees in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. Record flooding is predicted in Rockford, Illinois. Fargo, North Dakota's mayor is asking for volunteers to fill a million sandbags. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, one of the Democrats running for president, says every American's vote should count.
And that means get rid of the Electoral College.
Senator Warren on CNN says Hillary Clinton winning 3 million more votes than President Trump in 2016 and losing the presidential election is not exactly the sign of a healthy democracy. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Our extended string of storm-free days rolls on and on. Today, cool sunshine, but another nice day. High today in the middle 60s. Mostly clear, chilly tonight. Overnight low temperature 38. That's way below normal. Tomorrow, first day of spring. Sunshine with a high near 67. Spring officially begins 4:58 p.m. plus a full moon on Wednesday night. Thursday, we'll tease 70 degrees for a high. How about low 70s Friday, mid-70s Saturday? Nearly perfect. The pollen count remains in the high range through the end of the week, no relief in sight. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The mother of Montgomery County Commissioner Doug Singleton was hit by a stray bullet Sunday near Carter Hill Road. She was taken to the hospital and is expected to be okay. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office is investigating. No arrests after a deadly shooting Monday afternoon in Montgomery. Police say 28-year-old Warwick Ruggs was shot in the 900 block of Taylor Street around 1 o'clock Monday afternoon. He was taken to the hospital where he later died. And Lead Academy will open August 19th. School leaders say the school building off of Eastern Boulevard will undergo major renovations. They also need to fill close to 20 teacher and administrator positions. Lead Academy will start as a K-5 school, then add a grade each year. Registration is now open. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Let's be honest, most of us have already given up on our New Year's resolutions, but it's not too late to get your finances in shape. Make the call that will change it all, 567-4223. You don't believe me? Listen up. A teacher in Millbrook was able to pay off $30,000 worth of credit card debt by refinancing with Alabama Home Mortgage. And get this, her monthly mortgage payment went down. With a little tutoring, now her mortgage ranks top of the class. You heard me right. That money you've been looking for may very well be right there in your home. Quit making those minimum monthly payments on credit cards. It's time to pay them off for good. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Have what it takes to beat the chicken at tic-tac-toe?
What the clock?
Then come into Wind Creek Montgomery Sundays through Thursdays, now through March 30th. Earn 100 base points, and you'll get to battle the chicken for a chance at $250 cash. Your entries will also qualify you for the grand prize drawing on March 30th, when you could win a share of $25,000 cash. So don't be a chicken. Come in and beat the chicken. Only at Wind Creek Montgomery.
What the clock?
Bum, 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 bum. Mr. Sandman.
Time is running out on Mr. Sandman's amazing mattress and bedroom furniture liquidation sale. All 2018 model Serta, Restonic, and other mattresses must be sold this month. Bedroom suits as well as many odd chests, nightstands, and dressers gotta go. My warehouse lease is up and I have to downsize. A large group of bedroom mirrors are $15 to $35. A couple of cream-finished china cabinets for $200. Special groups of nice queen mattresses from $249, kings from $299. King mattresses with head-up adjustable bases from $599. Premium adjustable bases with dual massage, programmable positions, and underbed lighting from $699. Folks, Mr. Sandman has been voted Central Alabama's best mattress store for 2 decades. Visit both locations on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen and our huge store on Highway 14 in Millbrook across from the Dollar General. Open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Alright guys, welcome back into News and Views. 8 minutes now after 9 o'clock. I have F. Jackson Campbell III coming by in a little bit. I also have, and I'm very excited about this. Look at my volume down here. There we go. I also have Jeff Poor. Writes for Lanyap and Yellowhammer. He's an editor at Breitbart News. He will be stopping by here in a little bit and spend some time with us. I don't know exactly how long we'll have Jeff. I was on the Jeff Poor Radio Show on 2 different occasions in the last couple of weeks. It is a fantastic program up in Huntsville that airs. I'm not exactly sure what time it airs. I know it's on about 2:30 or 3-ish because that's about when I was on. So at some point during the afternoon, that show comes on. Great show. Jeff's been a long time, a well-respected writer. Opinion maker, influencer here in the state of Alabama for a long, long time. And it'll be interesting to have him in on the program. And then I had something else coming up later on in the week. Oh, gosh, what was it? I can't remember what it was. Trish is normally here on Tuesdays, except she's missed the last couple Tuesdays. Actually, she was here last Tuesday. She missed a couple before that. But she will be in, I believe, on Thursday. I think Dave Mallory is due to join us on Thursdays. Well, I have more news than I know what to do with. I've got so much news. Carolyn, I ran out of staples downstairs. That's how much news I have. I was stapling my stories. I ran out of staples. And so I had to wait until I got back up here in the station. So you're going to hear me staple 3 or 4 more stories here as I put it together. But we have a lot of news. Today is the second legislative day in the state of Alabama. Baron, how on earth is it only the second legislative day? They've already passed a gas tax increase, and it takes 5 total calendar days, to pass a gas tax. How is it only the second legislative? Well, that's because they employed fraudulent techniques. They called a special session because they were scared it wouldn't pass in a regular session. They didn't want you guys to hear about it. They did things like scheduled on Friday afternoon at 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon, a Monday morning or Monday afternoon a transportation committee hearing. Well, Baron, what's wrong with that? Well, here's what's wrong with that. You have to give them notice 24 hours before the hearing if you want to speak publicly on the matter. So if the people of the state of Alabama want to weigh in on it, you have to give them 24 hours notice. Well, that's fine, Baron. Just call the state house on Sunday afternoon. Oh, yeah, it's closed. Well, then just call on Saturday. Ooh, also closed. Anyway, don't count on your legislature to be honest. That's never going to happen. All right. And I did get confirmation text. Trisha will be here Thursday. I'm going to hold some of these stories until... Oh, golly. You know what I want to do? You know what I want to do while I'm here alone? Because I don't want to necessarily soil my guests with some of my wilder opinions. Jack counts in that. I want to go back to New Zealand and Utrecht, Netherlands for just a moment. Just a moment. Then I'll get on all this other stuff. But I do want to backpedal for just a moment and get over to what's going on over there. Have you ever seen a story disappear from the news as quickly as the Netherlands shooting yesterday? When I woke up yesterday morning, see, this was just on the heels of the shooting in New Zealand the day before, which was bananas, by the way. I watched a live stream of it. It was intense. The guy live streamed it on Facebook. Other people screen capped it, shared it, recorded it, whatever. It was bananas. It's still out there. I do not recommend you watching it. It's just some of the cruelest stuff you've ever seen. But then the next day, the next morning, there was another shooting in a heavily Muslim area in the Netherlands. It's a shame we even have to say there's a heavily Muslim area in the Netherlands. But there is. There is. And there was a shooting. And I guess the news media got all excited thinking it might be a white guy. Or a conservative. They got so excited because the other guy was a white guy and a conservative, allegedly. That's how they wanted to paint him. And they got so excited, and it was just wall-to-wall coverage yesterday. Only 3 people died. Maybe more people died than that. I'll get them at the break. More people died than that at, like an average weekend shooting in Montgomery. 3 people. I mean, that's just your routine drug deal gone wrong, on the west side of Montgomery on a Saturday night. That's not that many people getting shot and killed, but they were Muslims. So they get a special priority because of the neighborhood they were in. They get a special priority when you talk about victimization status. We'll talk about this a lot as 2020 gets here. Intersectionality. The more intersectional, the more diversity points you get, the more you matter. So the people who matter the least is your average, everyday white male. He matters the least. The next least is your average, boring, white female. Throw in a weird sexual proclivity, and either one of those automatically start to matter. If you're a tranny, if you're you're a dude and you're into dudes, or you're a woman and you're into women, you start to matter a little bit. That's called intersectionality. Now, if you're a white male who's boring, you have no points. But if you're into dudes, you get a point. And if you dress like a woman and you're into dudes, you get 2 points. You go ahead and cut that thing off, you get 3 points. See? And now you matter. And now when you die, now we got to look into the motivations of the killer. Are there heightened aggravating circumstances? Does your voice get to be heard more? Do you get a character in a TV show? And this is what's going on around the world. Well, Muslims jump over that because they're not boring white guys. They're boring sort of white guys. So that's like half a point. But then you add in there all their sick, twisted beliefs. And all of a sudden, they get this heightened status of victimization. So when Muslims die, everybody goes bananas. We're not worried about the 4,136 Christians who were killed for faith reasons alone last year. We're not worried about in Nigeria in the last 3 weeks how 120 Christians have been systematically, brutally murdered, hacked to death with machetes in the last 3 weeks by Muslims. Not worried about them, because they're boring. They're boring. They're just everyday. They're not intersectional. They don't get glorified status here. We're worried about Muslims. We're worried about people. So when a white guy mows down some Muslims in a mosque, everybody goes bananas. Muslims kill Christians in Nigeria? Bleh. Whatever. Sort of routine, if you ask me. Wouldn't even make the news. In fact, it didn't. The only quasi-mainstream publication that even carried it was Breitbart. Or no one would even know it happened. No one would even be aware it happened yet, but for Breitbart. You didn't see it on Fox News. We'll get to Fox News in a minute. I want to have a recurring theme today. Fox News is not your friend. We've talked about this on this program over and over and over. Fox News is not your friend. But let me go back to the story that disappeared off the face of the earth yesterday, because it's absolutely amazing the more you look at it. In the Netherlands yesterday, 3 people were killed, 5 wounded. So 8 total people. I mean, it's really not that many people shot in the grand scheme of things. But the fact that it could have been a white guy was too much for the cable news stories to disregard. And all the leftist blogs started covering this immediately. Turns out it was a guy named Gökmen Tanis, a 37-year-old born in Turkey, who was found several hours after the attack in a building about 2 miles away from the scene. Authorities said the motive was unclear. But then I look down the list here at the start. I'm reading from the BBC, by the way. Motives unclear. Now, when a Muslim shoots somebody and motives are unclear, it's almost always terrorism. That's Coleman's rule right there. There's Coulter's rule, which is the longer that they go without disclosing the identity of the shooter, the more likely the shooter is to not be a white male. That's Coulter's rule. Coleman's rule is, if a Muslim shoots somebody and it's terrorism, you know it because they'll say motives unclear. You slide down towards the middle end of the story, and it says, Mr. Tanis was known to Dutch police, the prosecutor added. And I read somewhere else that he may have had links to ISIS in the past. So this is the quality of people they're importing into Europe there. Just can't wait till they get here in the United States, people. But anyway, they could not get it off the front page of the news fast enough. They could not get it off the cable news channels fast enough yesterday, which tells me... Oh, the other thing. There's one more piece of this. I'll have to get it when I get back because we're going to a break. A New Zealand leader vows to absolutely deny the mosque gunman a platform. Doesn't want anyone to know the name or see the face of the shooter. I'll tell you why after the break. I'm going to welcome in Jeff Poore as well. It's 18 minutes after 9 o'clock.
Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hi, this is Danny with High Caliber Gun and Pawn. November, we'll be celebrating 10 years doing business in the River Region, and Blue Water Broadcasting has been an integral part of that 10 years. High Caliber Gun and Pawn, we say we are a step above the rest, and Blue Water Broadcasting definitely is that step.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
Brittany here with Wholesale Hunter, your destination for hunting, shooting, and camping gear. We are located in Wetumpka at the intersection of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road. Our storefront is open weekdays from 9 till 5, but you can visit us anytime at WholesaleHunter.com. We carry a variety of firearms, ammo, optics, and reloading supplies. Call us at 888-900-4868. Please stop by and see us in Wetumpka or visit our website at WholesaleHunter.com. That's WholesaleHunter.com. Again, WholesaleHunter.com.
At Navy Federal Credit Union, we know that a new job comes with a new checklist.
Look at adjusting to a 6 a.m. alarm. Check.
Learning my new commute.
Check. And setting up a checking account with fast access to my first paycheck. Check.
Sign up for a checking account with Navy Federal to enjoy no or low monthly fees, ATM rebates, dividends, and direct deposit for fast access to your money. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Visit NavyFederal.org. Open to the Armed Forces, DOD, veterans, and their families. Insured by NCUA.
We alarm our houses. And we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
After 9 o'clock, Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman here with you on a daily basis from 9 to noon. I have in the studio F. Jackson Campbell III.
How you doing?
I have Jeff Poore, who is a writer just about everywhere. Yellowhammer News.
Breitbart.
Breitbart, Lanyap.
Yes, sir.
You're an editor over at Breitbart.
I am.
We got big time in the studio, Campbell.
I know. Too bad I came in.
Well, you know, Carolyn's
here. Took the IQ down and everything else.
Carolyn's here grabbing phones. If you want to give us a call at 272-9228, we'll be happy to bring you in just a few minutes.
My new name is Jack 420.
420.
Yeah.
Okay.
4 days here, 20 minutes late.
Yeah, well, you know, that's part of it. He was Jack 330 for a long time, but he started coming 4 days a week. So now he's Jack 420. Only 20 minutes late. That's not bad. That's not bad. Real quick, I want to finish what I was going to say right before the break, and then we'll bring everybody in, give everybody a proper introduction. I was talking about the New Zealand shooting, the Netherlands shooting. I've never in my life, in real time on this radio program, watched a story disappear from the news as quickly as I did yesterday. It was absolutely unbelievable. We were watching it in the studio, on the in-studio monitors. We have a nice studio here, Jeff.
Absolutely do.
We got monitors on both sides.
Well, at least they're not the big box TVs like we have.
Oh, well, see? We're high-tech. We're fancy. We're fancy pants.
Yeah, but you get a nosebleed coming up here.
Well, that's true.
That's the only problem.
And you got to hang out in our reformed attic up here. But I've never seen a story disappear like that in real time. And you guys know the reason it disappeared. I told you, but you've listened to this program long enough. You can read the news. You can see the news. You know the biases. You know why it happens. It disappeared because it turned out it wasn't a boring white guy. It was a Muslim. It was Muslim on Muslim violence, and they as a result they ripped it off the news, and I mean down the memory hole it goes. Well, you know, it led me to wonder this when I saw this from AP this morning. New Zealand leader vows to absolutely deny mosque gunman a platform. Dateline Christchurch. I think it's hilarious that a massive Muslim shooting is in a place called Christchurch. But that's
not hilarious.
Not hilarious, but
odd or
ironic.
Ironic.
There we go. And irony can be funny, but it doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be. But why would the New Zealand leader vow to absolutely deny the mosque gunman a platform? I was going to answer that when we got back. I'm ready to answer it. Carolyn? Jack?
No,
Jeff?
I want you to answer it.
Lay it on us.
Because he's not a regular, average, boring white guy. The guy's a Fruit Loop. He's nuts. And the more you dig into this guy, if you learn his name and you start looking up what he does and says, he doesn't represent boring, average white people around the world at all. The guy was nuts. He's nuts. But we can't point out that only the extreme, nuts, crazy, lunatic white guys go around and shoot up 49 or 50 Muslims here and there. We have to make sure all boring white guys can be blamed for this. The only way to do that is deny this guy a platform. Make him just your generic, average, everyday white guy. Hell, this guy might as well have been working in Youngstown, Ohio at a GM plant, right? That's what they want you to believe.
Yeah, they Americanized him, domesticated him, and portrayed him as a way that's you know, because that culture's different than an American culture, but they try to make him out to be an American, and I think that's just part of the game to politicize this and use it as a weapon.
Well, it's absolutely. I mean, I think if you followed this story, you would believe the guy was American. He was using websites American use, and they won't tell you his name. I mean, I know his name. I don't ever publicize the names of these people if we can avoid it. But that's what's going on. They want you to believe this could be Jack Campbell out there with a gun mowing down Muslims in a mosque. Around the corner, every single white guy in America, it's kind of loud, is nothing more than a gunman waiting to go off.
And that's where we're left. That's where we're left. Jeff Poore, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me in.
I've had to give you a proper introduction, but I wanted to finish my point there. This is highly rated, award-winning radio. Are you ready?
I'm ready to learn something. I am a broadcast amateur, as I say.
Now, you've been on the air for what, a couple of 3 months up there?
Almost 3 months, yeah.
And I've listened to your program several times, and I've been on your program, I think, 2 times.
Right.
When Jack and I had only been on the air 3 months, we were terrible. Like, you go back and listen to the first 6 months of our show, it was awful.
Please don't.
It's some of the worst radio I've ever heard. I have no idea why people listened, came back.
Because we were paying for it.
Well, but I mean, I have no idea why people tune in. I listen to your program. You don't sound like you've only been on the air a couple months. Have you ever done radio before?
Just here and there, filling in as a guest host. I'm in Mobile a lot, and then a little for Dale Jackson up in Huntsville. But, it just was offered to me. It's like, you got to take the opportunity, right?
And, yeah.
And so it's getting better. It's a work in progress.
Do you feel good about doing it?
I do feel better about it. It's a good platform. You could get a lot of people on. You could create a lot of content out of it. But it's a little different being up in a different part of the state. But I do think it's a very useful format, especially for our the sort of politics in Alabama.
How's Dale?
He's well. Would you like me to tell him you said hello?
Yeah, I do want you to tell him.
We haven't seen him since the day we won the Alabama Broadcaster Award for Best Radio Show in Alabama. shameless self-promotion, Jeff. But we did. We saw him that day.
Yeah, he came and congratulated us. I took Sanford. He was one of our clients when I was in the political consulting business. Took him by there one day and had a good time.
Because he's kind of the guy that's like my mentor right now. But yeah. I don't do it. His show is like morning shock jock radio. Yeah. He just yells into radio. I don't have that kind of energy.
You can't talk like this for 3 hours?
I don't know how he does it.
I don't either.
But he does it, and it works for him.
I like him. He's a nice guy. I think so. We've not always been eye to eye on every issue, but he... I think deep down he's a nice guy who understands the way radio works.
He really understands the business.
He does.
Be a good guy to learn from. There's no doubt about it. I like to listen to people around the state. You know, you get in a Montgomery bubble, and you forget. You mentioned it's different doing radio up in Huntsville. In Montgomery, our audience follows the legislature closely. They know the process. They know the players. They know what's going on. They know what's coming up.
So, therefore, they're not very happy very often.
Well, that's true. But you get up in Huntsville, and it's a totally different ballgame.
Well, you got to walk people through the process of a special session. Or you got to explain that, you know, spending bills start in the House. You have to go through it and just kind of lay that out, because it's a different audience. And, you know, like, we beat up on the gas tax for the first 2 months of my show. And people are like, why are you talking about this so much? And then all of a sudden, it's the big issue and can't get enough of it, you know? Mm. So, it's an audience that... They want to talk about Trump and national politics, but you also kind of got to, when you do the local stuff, you really got to explain it more on a different level.
We try to do both.
Yeah.
But I'll be honest, what I've learned in 5 years of doing this in Montgomery is, and Jack and I have talked about it, when you really get down in the weeds of the local stuff, it's not that you lose people. It's that people want their local news in digestible quantities.
Right.
You know, we spent 5 days during the special session on the gas tax, and people got really fired up about it, really, really fired up about it. But during the Hubbard fiasco, during the, you know, different elections that have taken place, we really try to drill down into some of those issues. And I've gotten feedback from people that said it's just too much. It's just too dense, too, you know...
How does it impact their lives?
Right.
I think it's the way you do it.
Well, and that's when we get the most calls, is when people feel like what's going on affects them.
Well, like in Montgomery. Huntsville's a very nice town. It's beautiful streets, paved in gold. I mean, is what we're told down here, that they're paved in gold up there, and everyone's an engineer. Even your barista is a professional engineer.
It's like Hollywood, where the waiters and the waitresses are all...
They're all beautiful.
They're all engineers, yeah. They're all doing math equations.
They're all 38, 26, 38, you know, double D's with a master's in electrical engineering. But no, I mean, it's, and that's what we view as Huntsville. Well, here we have real life problems you guys don't experience up there. We have shootings and murders and a bad part of town that you don't want to go in, and sometimes that spills over into your neighborhood, and they steal from your car, or they try to break into your house, is what happened to Jack a couple years ago. And people get frustrated about it. When we talk about it on the air, I mean, the callers get very intense and irate about it because they've lived in the same house for 25 years and they've only experienced crime in that neighborhood for the last 10. And they're frustrated about it, and they perceive it as getting worse. Whereas you talk about tax policy, a bill originating the House and moving through, and where, you know,
it's a little dense.
Are we going to have to pay 10 cents or not? You know, that's right. the bottom line. And it's not that, I mean, I think we have in Montgomery the smartest, most informed and best talk radio callers in the world. No offense to Huntsville. But I've listened to talk radio all over the country as I've moved around. And I like to get on TuneIn Radio and just listen to random talk radio shows in Topeka, Kansas, or
right.
Waco, Texas, just to hear what's going on and how they do it. And because you learn something.
And it becomes more state and local when the legislature's here.
It does. Go back to the original point. We try to cover the local. We try to cover the national. We've leaned more national since the 2016 election.
Yeah.
You get a lot of callers, but my fear is that there's people that do national politics way better than I do.
Yeah, sure.
And they do it in a show that's 3 hours that everybody listens to that comes on before mine much better than I do. So, like, I got to offer the audience something different, and the goal is to kind of try to do that. Obviously, you want to give them your take, and I do have the luxury of, like, kind of being a Breitbart guy. I can call people and have them on the show, but really, like, I think to set yourself apart, to give people a reason to listen to you instead of like one of these nationally syndicated hosts, you got to kind of try to do more, a little bit more local, and give it a little bit different take.
Our number 272-9228, Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman here with you on a daily basis from 9 to noon.
News, you know,
93.1 FM WACV. Jeff Poore joins us in the studio. He's on WVNN in afternoons. He also writes at Breitbart News, Lanyap, and Yellowhammer News.
Yes, sir.
I was a couple of minutes late because I was waxing my ass.
What happened?
I was waxing my ass.
But why? I mean, is there a particular reason? Somebody
Beto
out that
told
it
me
it?
To.
Oh!
Did you read that?
No.
I sent it to you last night. I sent you an article.
Email or text?
I texted it to you.
I'll look at it during the break. We'll be back.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
20 years and we are still going strong. Metro Fitness remains the best health club in Montgomery. Where else can you get yoga, Pilates, HIIT training, boxing, spinning, and so much more? Wow, everything all under one roof at no extra cost. You can even get classes on demand with our new Peloton. Come visit us and get 7 days free, no obligation. Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and MetroFitness.com.
They've sold 75 million albums worldwide. They've had 20 top 10 singles. And on Friday, March 29th, they'll be live at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center. The Commodores.
Oh, she's a brick house.
Entertaining audiences for over 50 years. From Tuskegee, Alabama, it's The Commodores.
You're once, twice.
Montgomery Performing Arts Center, Friday, March 29th at 7:30 p.m. Get your tickets now at the Impact Box Office and Ticketmaster. Don't miss The Commodores.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. I'm happy to say our nice weather pattern will continue for the next several days. For today, cool sunshine, but another mostly sunny day, a high temperature in the middle 60s. Tonight, mostly clear, chilly. We'll go down to 38 by first thing on Wednesday morning. Actually, tomorrow is the first day of spring. Sunshine warmer, high 67. Spring officially starting, 4:58 p.m., the vernal equinox. And how about a full moon on Wednesday night, too? Thursday, high temperature, maybe close to 70. I think we'll be in the low 70s Friday and the mid-70s Saturday, a nearly perfect pattern. Meanwhile, though, the pollen count still in the high range right on through the end of the week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Get set for your best life, your prime life, when you take advantage of Prime South Bank's great service, friendly people, and amazing financial tools. From free checking to local hassle-free loans, Prime South Bank will get you living your prime life. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Guys, welcome back in 38 minutes now after 9 o'clock. I have Jeff Poore in the studio. He's written everywhere in the world, we learned during the break, over the course of his long and distinguished career. Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman here with you on Newstalk 93.1 FM, WACV on a daily basis from 9 to noon. Your calls are welcome. 272-9228. The lovely and talented Carolyn will be happy to answer them. If you're afraid to call on Monday, Tuesday, or Thursday, call on Tuesday and Friday, you can speak with her. She has a dynamite voice, an absolutely lovely voice, that she will not put on the radio unless we absolutely hold her down and stick a microphone in her face and force her. Jeff, how long have you been writing in news? You mentioned during the break you also wrote for the Daily Caller. Where else have you written?
So I started out at Lanyap, was my, like a full-time job.
In Mobile?
In Mobile in 2005. I was still in school down there, but that was kind of covering the county commission. Eventually, I took a job at the Media Research Center. That's Brent Bozell's group in 2007. Worked there for 3 years, and then Tucker Carlson came and offered me a job. Worked there for three years.
Brent Bozell, see the big redheaded, the guy that, is that what you said his name was?
Brent Bozell at
MRC. Brent Bozell, yeah, the redheaded guy.
He is the Media Watch kind of.
Yeah, the nephew of William Buckley.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's William Buckley's nephew. He'll let you know.
John Buckley was also one of his nephews, and he was a big Jack Kemp guy, very intense. Did you know Andrew Breitbart?
I knew him a little bit, a few phone calls here and there, and we talked a little bit. Sal's working at the Daily Caller at the time when Breitbart was really taking off. Because remember, Breitbart was just a spinoff of the Judge Report.
Right, yeah.
And then all it was wire stories. And over time, it became more and more of a news feature. Then right. I think when he died, and Bannon kind of did the takeover, it really took off. And that's when they hired up a bunch of people.
They hired editors all over the country.
Right. So they did the Breitbart, Texas, and California for a while. And when Bannon went away, they consolidated it down a little bit. But Bannon, I will say this, you can say what you want about the guy, but he made it work. Like, he really was like the engine that made people just do stuff for him. I think he did that for Trump when he was running his campaign.
He has a way of staying razor-focused. We talked about something we can't talk about on air during the break, and my lone experience with him, and he is razor-focused. I mean, there's no small talk. There's no getting sidetracked. It's you know, when he has a task in front of him, he's completely and 100% focused on it. And my guess is as soon as he hangs up the phone, he picks up the phone, talks to the next guy, he's 100% focused on that.
And it seems to go 24 hours a day, like, yeah, nonstop. So he is just boom, 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 boom. And I don't see how that kind of engine is beyond my comprehension.
I heard Andrew Breitbart at one of the Southern Legislative Exchange.
The one down in New Orleans.
Yeah, and he was excellent. I'm so sorry, Dad. It was pretty untimely.
Well, he was murdered. I mean, you know, you probably can't say that working for Breitbart, but I can. He was 100% murdered. I mean, these guys would kill all of us if they could. They just can't. But they used to murder them. Now they deplatform them.
Now they deplatform them. So conservatives can't get on Facebook. They can't get on YouTube. They can't get on
We've become a
Twitter.
Social media culture now that you people rely on a Facebook to get their news updates.
Well, you know, a lot of people do. I was talking to somebody yesterday and said they primarily get their news. They find the stories through social media, through the social media. And if you've been deplatformed, how do you get your message out? You can't. Milo Yiannopoulos was a thing 2 years ago. He is neutered. I mean, Milo's nowhere.
Well, I mean, he that audio of him and the pedophilia coming out didn't help any. But
yeah, well, but it's not anything that I mean. Beto O'Rourke's fantasizing about having his ass waxed and running over kids, and he's still a thing.
Yeah, and then the thing about Milo, I think he ran up a bunch of bills, and it was all about him, and he just got a little.
I just used him as an example.
Right.
I mean, it's happening time and time.
But
again.
There are others, right? That they just disappear.
I mean, it's like your telephone company saying, I don't like what Jack Campbell says. You know, he talks to these people. He's influential. Everybody, Jack knows every single person in Montgomery and their family and where they lived and who lived across the street from them and who owned their house before them. Can you imagine the telephone companies at Verizon saying, Campbell, he's too damn influential, and cutting him off? I mean, that's essentially what Twitter and Facebook and these other people are doing. And this is all a test going into 2020. 3 months before the election, you won't see a conservative point of view on any of these social media outlets.
Well, do you think they'll try to turn these social media platforms into utilities at some point?
I'm worried about that. I hope it doesn't come to that. I hope it doesn't come to that. But you've been in the publishing business long enough. You know the difference between being a platform and a publisher.
Right.
If you're a platform and somebody uses your platform to say something ridiculous and you say, well, it's not us. I mean, we're just hosting a platform. I've got a free speech area outside and anybody can come by and say any ridiculous thing they want. If they advocate for murder of the president, I'm not responsible, right?
Right.
But if I start publishing the content, if I start deciding who's allowed to come and what's allowed to be said in my tent, then I'm more on the hook for what's said. The question, I think, is eventually going to come before the Supreme Court. At what point do you lose the right to deplatform people based on view? Or are you going to be responsible for what's said otherwise? Because YouTube deplatforms Milo and all these other people, but they let pedophilia people on there, and they let all these other crazy loons. And
ISIS or whatever.
ISIS and all
right.
These. Yeah, I mean, ISIS uses Twitter. That's what they do. But Milo can't use Twitter.
Right.
You know, and at what point does a court look and say, okay, now you're responsible for what ISIS said on Twitter and the death of these people? You bear some measure of responsibility because you didn't take it off. Well, we can't take off everything, but you're taking off all this other stuff. You know, I don't know if you listen to the Rogan podcast at all, but when the Twitter executives were on there, I thought that was awfully enlightening. And if you haven't, you probably need to, because it's the future of what's coming. Conservatives, not even Republicans, because these globalist whores in Washington and Montgomery, they're not really conservative at all. I mean, they're Republicans.
But they just run on the banner of conservatism, and then they just kind of go and do whatever they do, right?
And that's why John McCain gets a state funeral, and it's covered on every news place. And he got buried like 9 times. I mean,
like a presidential funeral a little bit.
It was more than a presidential funeral. George H.W. Bush died and didn't get that much coverage. I mean, that guy actually was the president. John McCain just ran twice.
I mean, do you remember Gerald Ford's funeral?
No.
Exactly. But we will remember John McCain's funeral.
Right. That's a great point. What year did Ford die? 96?
Did he die before Reagan or after Reagan? Reagan died in
03 or 04, yeah.
04. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you make a good point. John McCain gets that because of what he did. He's anti-Trump. He's
friendly with the media. Maverick or whatever.
No, he wasn't. I saw a thing today from 08 where Don Lemon tweeted put on Facebook or whatever it was. I mean, but it's, you know, 10, 11 years old, about how John McCain was engaging in hate speech. And this was October of 08. So they hated him when he ran against Obama. It's just when he finally rolled over and quit running against Obama, he became a media darling again.
Because he was anti-Trump.
Right.
Ford died in 06, yeah.
Ford died in 06?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I don't remember him being buried.
Yeah, so that tells you what you need to know.
Yeah. Our number, 272-9228, this hour of the program, brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. If you've never had an opportunity to go by Midtown Pizza Kitchen, Jeff Poor, I want to highly recommend, while you're in Montgomery one day, go by there, because I don't think you have a place like this in Huntsville. In fact, I know you don't, because Midtown Pizza Kitchen was voted the best pizza in the state of Alabama by a travel magazine that came blowing through the state of Alabama. They also have a pasta of the week This week, no cherry tomatoes. Jack hates cherry tomatoes. This week, no cherry tomatoes. And they have instead broccolini and chicken Alfredo over pasta. That's a dynamite pasta dish. They do a good job at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama. The Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Beautiful, safe, and secure Midtown Montgomery. Right off Zelda Road. Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman with you from 9 to noon. Jeff Ford joins us. Carolyn's answering your phones. We'll get to those phone calls on the other side of the break. So everybody sit tight. I knew Randall would call. You know how? Because you were talking about waxing your ass. He's going to need a heavier quilt.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now. When you hear it, into the future, you know. An evening with the Steve Miller Band.
Thank you very much. It's been great.
This Thursday, Montgomery Performing Arts Center. Filled with hit after hit.
And we got to get down, swing down.
The Steve Miller Band. Live in concert. This Thursday, Montgomery Performing Arts Center. Reserve seats on sale now at Ticketmaster.com, the box office, or call 800-745-3000. Tour dates, visit SteveMillerBand.com. Steve Miller Band Ultimate Hits available now. Produced by Red Mountain Entertainment.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
At Navy Federal Credit Union, we know that a new job comes with a new checklist.
I think I just need to do a 6 a.m. alarm. Check.
Learning my new commute.
Check. And setting up a checking account with fast access to my first paycheck. Check.
Sign up for a checking account with Navy Federal to enjoy no or low monthly fees, ATM rebates, dividends, and direct deposit for fast access to your money. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Visit NavyFederal.org. Open to the Armed Forces, DOD, veterans, and their families. Insured by NCUA.
We alarm our houses. And we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The end of the day is to introduce Jeff Ford to good bumper music.
This is a little more upbeat than mine.
I didn't hear it because I wasn't wearing headphones when I did your show.
Look at the throwback country music, Johnny Cash, and you know.
Well, I went and listened to you the next day because I didn't listen when I was on because I was there and I wasn't wearing headphones. So I didn't hear what you. The next day I listened, I thought, man, I got to up his bumper music game. I can invite him down to Montgomery and teach him about Motley Crue.
I know about Motley Crue.
Well, you know,
I don't know, my audience, maybe my audience is, they wouldn't have an affinity for some girls.
Well, mine didn't, and then we developed them.
And so now they love it. Now they love it. New Look Decorating, guys, on the Atlanta Highway, right where Bell Road dead ends into the Atlanta Highway. Get by there when you get a chance. Brett Lanham, Brian Carr, they do such fantastic work. Oh, my goodness. These guys, I'm telling you right now, Brett Lanham can color match anything. I mean, absolutely anything. You challenge me. You take something to him today and say, Brett, I'm gonna accept the Baron Coleman challenge. I want you to color match this. Take him something wild. Take him something weird. Take him the canary yellow button that broke off the board a few minutes ago. He'll match it. He'll match it. Doesn't matter what it is. The man once matched perfectly the moss on an oak tree in the backyard. He can match that. He can match anything. Not only that, they've got those Benjamin Moore paints. I don't know if you painted your house recently, Jeff, but if you have, go ahead and repaint it. Go get some Benjamin Moore high-quality paints. Get that paint up on the walls. You'll see a difference. You'll notice a difference immediately. Practically jumps off the brush in uniformity on the wall. It's incredible. The only place you can get it? New Look Decorating, right here in Montgomery, Alabama. The only place in Montgomery, Alabama you can get it. You can get it all over the world. Is at New Look Decorating. And it's made, most of their paint, much of their paint, is made in Pelham, Alabama. So it's a nice local feel-good story as well, with minerals, in many cases, mined right here in the state of Alabama. So get by New Look Decorating when you get a chance. Talk to one of the two designers on staff. Talk to Brett. Talk to Brian. Tell them you heard it on News and Views. They'll appreciate it. I know we will as well. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in.
You just told a lie.
What?
Not about the paint.
What?
You don't lie about bumper music.
Why? We play the greatest bumper music of all time.
No, you said you had developed our audience.
Yeah.
No, they tolerate it.
That's what they have to put up with to listen to award-winning, highly rated talk radio in the mid-mornings. I mean, I can't help that. I can't help that. Randall. Randall? Oh, scandalous.
This is Teresa.
Oh, Teresa.
How you doing?
Teresa's on one.
Actually, Redheaded Savage.
Sorry. Oh, Redheaded Savage is on. I'm so sorry. I hit the wrong button. Oh, because they're out of order. I got you. I'm sorry. Hey, Teresa, Redheaded Savage, what's going on?
Yeah. You know, this is the first time this happened to me yesterday. I had posted something about that crazy tweet up there, Omar, that crazy Muslim, and yes, I said that. Anyway, Facebook sent me a message yesterday saying that they were going to provide me with the real facts on the Quran. So they gave me a link to the Quran and how her comments are being taken out of context. That concerns me. I'm open-minded. I do not mind fact-checking. I don't believe in, you know, spreading stuff that's not true. I've had to retract some stuff before. But the thing about that, are they sending the same thing to these liberals when they lie about us conservatives? I doubt it.
I doubt it, too. That's a great question.
This is dangerous.
Yeah, I appreciate
this
you raising it. No, listen. Go ahead and mark your calendars for September of 2020. So about 15, 16 months from right now. You will not see a conservative voice on social media. I'm just telling you now. They ran a risk. They tried the Russian operation. They tried to sink Trump with the Billy Bush tape. They tried everything they could to keep Trump out of the White House. They have trillions of dollars at stake, and they have a propagandist wing of the globalist army. It's known as social media and the mainstream media. And they are not going to take that risk again. They'll do whatever it takes to defeat the man, and that includes silencing everyone who might support him. Teresa, we appreciate your call. 272-9228. Randall.
Jack. I wax pretty good, don't I? I mean, come on, man.
Jack, you know? Has Randall ever waxed you?
That was the night I got that date rape drug from you. Randall, I remember. Now I wondered why I woke up all sore.
So that wasn't a gin night. That wasn't a gin night. That was a GHB night.
They both make you sore in the rear end.
All right, and plus, I love the music. See, I want to know, why did the start of that song start sound like Sandman? I mean, the first chord of that guitar sounded like the inner Sandman when it come on. Dude. That Motley Crue song. Did you pay attention to that? Why? I ain't never heard that before.
You've never heard that song? Kickstart My Heart?
No, I never heard
it. It was the number one hit in the 80s.
Hey,
no, I never heard the first chord of that guitar. It sounded just like you was about to play Sandman. Go, I mean, the first drum of the guitar chord, they got that amp blared out. But anyway, I digress. Do you know anybody who pays to be on Facebook that has been cut off? Do you know anybody?
I didn't know you could pay to be on Facebook.
Yes, you pay to be on Facebook. Especially what? If you're an artist, that you got to pay them because they won't let folks see you.
Oh, you mean you boost your stuff.
Boost your post.
Yeah,
right.
But it ain't. Yeah, you boost it, but also like David Harris Jr., he pays. They don't take none of his stuff down. If you try, I mean, just like you say, this is, I mean, if we're concerned, we're about, I mean, like you talk about the kind of country we are. I mean, you pay these people. It ain't, Facebook ain't, don't belong to us. It belongs to somebody else. So if you want to put your stuff out there and they don't like it, pay them. And then if they take you down, you got something to say.
You know, that's why I don't leave any archived content on Twitter. They don't pay me, so why am I leaving my intellectual property out there for them to sell ads on?
I'll
put a tweet up a couple days later, pull it down.
Yeah, pull it down. And plus, that way, if 20 years from now you change your heart, I mean, it's down. It's already down, and you don't get
it's all archived at the Library of Congress, my friend. Nothing dies in the age of the Internet. Randall, we appreciate it. I guess we all now, it raises the question, Jay.
Doesn't bag it.
Does he wax?
I mean,
the question is raised.
He waxes others.
Wax practitioner.
Is that what it means? You wax poetically or whatever it is?
Yeah, as you're ripping off the strips, you're reading, you know, Lord Byron.
Or the wax my ass poem.
Our number 272-9228, Jeff Poor, now regretting coming onto the program. Jason.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How y'all doing?
Doing well, Jason. What's going on?
Hey, not much. I just wanted to call in and chime in about the whole Facebook conspiracy.
Not a conspiracy if it's true, my friend.
Whatever.
But just because it's a conspiracy doesn't mean it's true. Doesn't mean it's not true.
That's true. I'm not saying it's a conspiracy. I say conspiracy just because the number of people involved in making all this happen to be astronomical. But my point is, I was thinking Randall was heading in a different direction with his comment about Facebook. But my question is, how many people have a gun put to their hands to make them use Facebook? You don't have to get on Facebook. Matter of fact,
well, you don't have to speak at all. I mean, you can sit in your closet alone and do whatever you want. You don't have to actually say anything.
You absolutely can. But my point is, you can go to GoDaddy, and for $30 or $40 a month, you can get all the server space you want.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question. Where do you get the seed money? Because you know where Facebook and Google got theirs?
The government?
Yeah. The CIA, in particular, funding operations. I mean, those are publicly available facts. So when the CIA is ready to invest in my search engine, then I'll open a competing interest to Google it. Until then, I think they owe the public an explanation of how they spend that money. Thanks for your call, Jason Cooper.
Hey, enjoying the show.
Thank you.
I'm just wondering, where is Steve Bannon now? I haven't heard anything from him in a year.
He's in Europe, so he right after he left Breitbart, I think he dabbled in the idea of creating a cryptocurrency. Not sure where that went or what happened with that, but I know that he spends a lot of time in Europe, and, you know, there's a lot of different elections going on, but he's not spending a lot of time in the States. That's my understanding.
Yeah, I follow the Brexit goings-on closely, and I haven't even heard, and I know it back when it was first voted on, he was pretty vocal, but now I haven't heard a word from him.
Well, we had a pretty sizable London presence. We still do at Breitbart, but at the time, you know, we were the chief of staff for Nigel Farage was the Breitbart London bureau editor deputy. So we had a bigger presence there. I don't think he's doing much there. I think he's spending his time in places like Italy and in Eastern
Europe.
You're
talking about Steve
Bannon, yes, sir.
Yeah.
Is he there influencing? Thanks for your call. We appreciate your call, Cooper. Is he there influencing politics? What's he doing over there?
Well, some of it, I think, is, you know, just kind of using that Breitbart model and creating, like, media platforms or whatever you want to call them, media outlets for, you know, the populist cause.
Doing around Europe.
Right.
That's interesting. I didn't know. I know he was active in France immediately following the election. But I didn't know how active he was going to be. I didn't know he'd stayed over there either. I wish he'd have stayed Alabama.